You take your copy of God's Word and turn to Mark chapter 7. If you're using the Pew Bibles, it's on page 1071. Page 1071, Mark 7, beginning in verse 1. Notice that continuing to follow the ministry of Christ as he's teaching about the kingdom. He enlightened not only his disciples, but even those who were in opposition to him. You would think that if the Messiah, the one who had been promised for thousands of years, whom Israel had been looking for, shows up, that there would be a great outpouring, not only from the common people, but from the leaders, acknowledging this is the man. This is God's servant. He tells the truth. He does nothing but good things. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. He gives sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf. Yet we find him in those in opposition to him. In fact, the leaders were in opposition to him. And this particular text gives us an insight into that. He was messing with their kingdom. He was spoiling their revenue stream. He was speaking against what gave them power, the fact that they knew the traditions. And they knew the teachings of old. They knew the inside teachings, as it were. And they had their own rituals. And they were exalted among men. And he came to expose the fact that all of us are sinners, that we all fall short, leaders and the led alike, from the highest to the lowest. We need a Savior. And that the rules of men cannot save us. This passage speaks of legalism, of substituting man's laws for God's law. And don't think this stopped with the Pharisees. There are millions of Christians, those that go by the name Christian, who come up with a similar system. They disregard the greater part of God's law, especially the part that speaks of Christ and his salvation. And they substitute some rules and some daily habits and weekly habits. They go to church and they pray before meals and they have a quiet time. And they have a list of 5 or 7 or 10 sins that they don't commit. And they put a little offering in a plate. And that qualifies them for heaven. And woe be to any man that messes with their system. That tells someone, that tells them that that system is not scriptural. Well, Jesus was messing with the system. Jesus was messing with their lives. You see, they thought that they can have outward cleanliness. You know, so we talk about cleansing. And they went through these extreme rituals. They had to pour the water a certain way. It had to flow down a certain way across your hands. You had to have a certain amount of water. And you had to not only clean your hands, but you had to clean your beds. And when I went to Israel, they had what they call mikvahs. And they would clean all kind of things. They would submerge everything in their house to cleanse it. And Jesus says, you've missed the point of the gospel. So let's not miss the point of the gospel. Jesus is the payment for our sins, and he is the point of the gospel. Let's hear what the Lord Jesus says in Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through, what am I trying for? We're reading 13. This is God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word for you. Pay close attention to it. Now, when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they did not eat unless they washed. And there are many other traditions which they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? And he said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You lead the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. And he said to them, you have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or mother, what you would have gained from me is korban, that is, devoted to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down. And many such things you do. Thus far the reading of God's holy and errant word.